Next week is Lag BaOmer, so we'll discuss some Inyani Lag BaOmer. So the Rama brings down in Shulchan Aruch that Lag BaOmer is a mixus yantif. It's a quasi yantif. And the question is, why is it a quasi yantif? What happened on Lag BaOmer that it's a quasi yantif? We don't say tachanun, or the things that come along, we don't make perhaps hespedim, eulogies, the different things we don't do. What happened on Lag BaOmer? So there's a tradition. The Gemara does it. Gemara never says it explicitly. The Gemara just says they die, Rabbi Akiva's students died between Pesach and Shavuos. However, some of the Achronim bring down that they have a tradition that the 24th hour, again, the Gemara says what happened, Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students perished. So, and the Gemara says, Shavuot Nogu covered Zelazel. They didn't give covet to one another. They didn't treat each other properly. The Yushami writes that it's probably, and so how did 24,000 die so quickly? It must have been during the Bar Kokhba rebellion. The Bar Kokhba rebellion, so a lot of Rabbi Akiva's students were fighting in the war, and that's how they must have died, just practically speaking. The Gemara says they had some askara, some type of sickness, disease. But either way, the Gemara says that during this time period, so we have a tradition, according to some, that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So the fact that they stopped, the tragedy ended, so therefore that makes it a mixus yuntif. Where do we have any precedent for this? The mere fact that a tragedy ended, that you make it into a mixus yuntif? So in the Bir HaGra, he alludes you to a Gemara in Tainis, a famous Gemara at the end of Tainis. The Gemara talks about the two happiest days of the year. The two happiest days of the year are Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. So the Gemara says, Bishloma Yom HaKippurim, I understand why it's the happiest day of the year. It's a day of Sricho Mechila. It's a day of forgiveness, a Mechila. And you're forgiven. But Tu B'Av, most people never heard of it. Like, what happened? So the Gemara lists many things. We'll say that for a Tu B'Av Shir. But I'll just focus on the one thing we need here. So one of the many things that happened on that day was, we know when the Jews sinned in the Midbar, the sin of the Meraglim, the spies, they were destined to die in the Midbar. And basically every year what they did is on Tisha B'Av, the Medrash says, they buried them, they dug their own graves, and they went ahead and they slept in the graves that night. Those who woke up got out. The others, they just finished off, they buried them. And they did it every year for the 40 years in the Midbar. Until the last year, they all did it, and everyone woke up the next morning. Oh, so they figured, okay, we probably got the date wrong. It's probably not Tisha B'Av. And they did it every night for a while until they saw the new moon. They figured it's the 15th of the month. Oh, they realized the chesed of Hashem, he's going to take a year off and everyone's going to live now. We could all enter. So they realized it on Tu B'Av. They actually stopped dying before Tu B'Av. But on Tu B'Av, they realized that was the end of the Masei HaMidbar. So we see the Gemara calls Tu B'Av a holiday. And one of the things that happened on it, all the Jews who had died in the Midbar stopped dying. Again, from the Vilna Gaon, it's mashma. One can make a distinction between Lag BaOmer, so you could, that's the source the Gra has. So too, just like the Masei HaMidbar stopped dying, we made Tu B'Av a quasi yantiv. So that's what the Rama means. So too here on Lag BaOmer, it's a mixed yantiv because they stopped dying. So they point out that there's different ways of worrying. Some want to say maybe it's no raya. Maybe because Tu B'Av had many reasons. Maybe you need all five reasons or six reasons. And the Vilna Gaon apparently holds no. Any one of those reasons is enough to make it into a quasi yantif. So that's the source of the Rama. The source of the Rama is he has a Gemara in Tainis, as the Vilna Gaon says. But what else? Okay, but still, there must have been, that's merely not a negative. What about something positive that happened on this day? So there's an interesting medrash which says that there's two, Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer is the 18th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar. So what happened Yuches Iyar back a long, long time ago? It goes back to the beginning of Parashas Noach, the Mabul, the flood. Tradition has it, according to one of the Midrashim, that on Yudches Iyar, the Mabul began. So that's not a happy time, I would say, but Yudches Iyar, and then the Chasam Sofer writes, later on in Jewish history, on Yudches Iyar, something good happened. Yudches Iyar is the day the man started to fall in the Midbar. So we see it's an inauspicious time, Lag BaOmer. On one hand, it's a day where the Mabul began. On the other hand, it was a day where we got the brachas. You see, Lag BaOmer is a day of revelation, and hopefully, you know, it will be a day of bracha. So in fact, there's an old minig brought down. People used to play bow and arrow on Lag BaOmer. Where does that come from? At some point, yeah, because what the Hebrew word is keshet, which means bow and arrow, which also means rainbow. It's an allusion that on Lag BaOmer was also the day that the Mabul started, but now we're ending on a high note. So interesting, Lag BaOmer always falls out on the same day of the week as Purim. Plag, Purim and Lag BaOmer. Just like we have by Tisha B'Av and Pesach. So this year, Pesach was on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av will be on Shabbos, but we're not going to fast until the 10th of Av. It gets pushed off. So there must be some type of link between the two. It's not coincidental. So if it was a Tisha B'Av or Pesach share, I'll give you a link between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. Since we're discussing Lag BaOmer, let's make a link between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So the commentators explain that what happened on, what's the connection? So one connection is that on Purim, that it was, how did the day start? Terribly. Well, not the day, but how did the story start? Haman, Lahashvi, Laharu, is called Yehudim, Taf, and Nashim. It started off terrible. Haman was going to wipe out the Jewish people. V'nafachu, the end result was he was killed, and the Jews had the big celebrate Purim. So it went from Kola to Bracha Purim. That's what Lag BaOmer is. It went from Kola for the Mabul into Bracha for the Mun. So that's a similarity. Or others point out as well, what else happened on Lag BaOmer? In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very big day. In Meiron, people go, in Israel, hundreds of thousands, which is a lot of people in Israel, go up to Meiron to visit the kever of Shimon Bar Yochai. So tradition has it that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Kabbalah on that day. He revealed the hidden secrets of the Torah on that day. And that's why people go up to the kever. Right before he died, he revealed the secrets of Kabbalah. So they point out that Purim is one of the few or only Yom Tovim that has no mention. It's the only book in Tanakh, or one of the few, that has no mention of God's name in it. But it was Esther, Hester Panim. It was hidden secrets. Purim was a hidden miracle. So too, Lag BaOmer, it was the hidden secrets of the Torah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed the Kabbalah. In fact, interesting, they point out that there's 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. And how many days between Purim and Lag BaOmer? So there's 64. So what is 49 represent? Series of 7. 64 is series of 8. The number 7 in Jewish tradition refers to Derech HaTeva, refers to the normal 7 days of a week, the 7 year of the Shemitah cycle. So 7 refers to Derech, and that's the revealed Torah was given on Shavuos, the Torah Shebekzav. But 8 by 8, on Lag BaOmer, the hidden Torah, the hidden secrets of Kabbalah were given. And that's the link between Purim and Lag BaOmer, that either they go from Bracha to Kola, or they go from secrets to, you know, from revealing the hidden secrets, seeing the Yad Hashem. So we see Lag BaOmer is definitely an inauspicious time. You know, it's what we do through it. And it's interesting, if Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died, so why is that reason for celebration? Usually we know there's a whole discussion, yahrzeit, fast or feast. In Shulchan Aruch we say to fast, the meaning among the Hasidim, to have a tikkun and to have a meal. But what's the pshat then? You know, even Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit, we don't have a party. So, I mean, we do have one after the minhag of the Chevra Kedishas, they fast on Zayin Adar and then they have a meal afterwards. So what's pshat? Why would you make a distinction? So some among the Chassidish Svarim, they point out, because there's a big difference that the way their lives ended. Moshe Rabbeinu was clearly the greatest of all, the Av HaNeviim, but he ended his life not truly to the happiest, in the sense his life's dream of going into Eretz Yisrael was not fulfilled. You know, whatever the reasons were, he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. But by Shimon Yochai, the end of his life, he revealed on his last day, you know, he revealed the Kabbalah. But either way, it's in Alpi Halach, it's difficult that it's a reason. So we're not, you know, so they pointed, we're not celebrating the death of Shimon Yochai, we're celebrating the revelation, you know, of Kabbalah. However it is, and in fact, Lag BaOmer itself, the Chasam Sofer, was thought it might be an issue about Tosef. Especially in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, it's not an issue. You go to a Blue Jay game, you go to the park, we don't really celebrate. I mean, you have a barbecue, but there's no... In Eretz Yisrael, they take the day off, they have barbecues. He was concerned about... But even though the Chassid Sofer was against it, nevertheless, the Minhag Yisrael obviously seems to be that we've accepted Lag BaOmer. And to conclude, the Ramah brings down that, again, the different Minhagim of Avelis. So the Ramah brings down, it's over Lamed Gimel BaOmer. Yet he says one should wait till the next morning. You shouldn't take a haircut and shave Wednesday night. You should wait till Thursday morning. How come? Because we know by Yerev Boker Yom Echad, the day begins at night. So what? So that's what. So I'm explaining, because this like on Shiva. We have 7 days, but the last day is, we say, Mixus Hayom Kekulo. And after the end of the day, it's the end of the unit, we make it a partial day. So too, it's the end of the unit, so therefore we wait till the next morning. It's a Machokas Rishonim. Some say, we don't pass in this way, some Rishonim say, we say Mixus Halayla Kekulo. We don't, but that, there are those sheets, that's why there are those, there are Mako, I think, if I believe correctly, Rav Nissen Alper, one of my Rebbeim at YU, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of his kids got married Lag BaOmer night. Because that's Rav Moshe, you know, because number one is it's only a minig this whole time period, and it's a mitzvah to get married. And therefore, there are those Rishonim who say that you can rely on those Rishonim who say mixes halilos. Either way, that's the minig is, all things being equal, the minig is to wait until the next day to end the Avelis and take your haircuts and shave. And that's what we should do on, you know, Lag BaOmer, whether you're going to be playing bow and arrow or going to the game, but realize it's an auspicious time, and hopefully, you know, through tefillah and tshuva, you know, we'll turn the Lag BaOmer as it has been, you know, from a klala to a bracha. You follow?
Good one.